My daughter and I have a secret. It's hidden at the end of our driveway. We put it there last November, and now we're waiting for the secret to show itself. We keep hoping that it will happen any day now. Our secret is a spring garden, filled with tulips and crocus bulbs. We buried them there to surprise my husband. Over the winter, when we stood waiting for Sarah's school bus, she'd look over at the empty flower bed and give me a knowing wink. On the days when my husband walked her out to the bus, it was all she could do not to tell him. Now that the spring weather's arrived, Sarah checks the garden every day. But so far, nothing's come up, and Sarah's worried. At first, I tried to tell her that it wasn't time yet, that the bulbs would grow when the weather got a little warmer. But now that the flowers near our house have been up for weeks, I'm beginning to wonder if our secret garden is going to grow at all. It's not that big a deal. But the more that I think about it, the thought that our tiny garden may not grow fills me with a kind of dread. I find myself wondering what would happen if nothing we planted grew. When you get right down to it, that's what the whole environmental movement's been about. It's about protecting our ability to reproduce. Let's face it, everything ultimately comes from a seed, whether it's a tulip or a baby. If we damage that seed, there's no place else to get it. All it would take is one sterile generation, and then it's game over. So when I hear about another report that says that it's okay to muck around with our gene pool, I get more than just a little bit nervous. It's not like we can change it back if we don't like the result. When we alter the genetic structure of something, we affect every subsequent generation. And since we all share a common gene pool, we have no way of knowing what the end result will be. Who knows what will cross-pollinate with what to create some bizarre genetic monster? Anyway, this morning I took one more walk out to the garden, but the bulbs still aren't growing. Maybe they'll begin to sprout tomorrow.